Track 17, Bob's Brain Teaser Answers. And so the time has come for you to find out how much you know about Norfolk. You'd think it would be an easy subject for all of us, wouldn't you? But Bob always has the knack of catching us out. Let's see how you did. Over to you, Sam.
Hello, and let's find out the answers to the All About Norfolk quiz that was set by our Bob. So how do you think you did? Well, I'll read the category and question again and then give the answer. So get ready to shout out, you clever lot. Now, in our first category of history, I asked for question one, who is the figure at the top of Nelson's monument in Yarmouth? No, Alison, it's not Nelson, honestly. That would be too easy. It is, in fact, Britannia herself. Britannia is the national personification of Britain as a helmeted female warrior holding a trident and a shield, an image first used by the Romans in classical antiquity. So, thank you, Rome. And question two. The Romans called it Branidunum, but what do we know it as? It is the seaside village of Brancaster. Interestingly, the parish of Brancaster comprises Brancaster itself, together with Brancaster Staithe and Burnham Deepdale. Now, in folklore, I asked for question three, what is the name of the dragon which leads the Lord Mayor's procession through the streets of Norwich? Now, this wooden puppet is called Snap, as in Snapdragon, but also because its mouth moves in a very audible snapping motion. And question four was, what is the name of the devil dog which haunts East Anglia? Don't be scared, it is the dog known as Black Shuck, said to have attacked worshippers in the church at Beccles many years ago. In nature, for question five, I asked you, what are Lolly Moore and Honeypot Wood? Well, this one had us baffled. Are they moorland and woodland, we thought, but no, no. Bob tells us they are Norfolk Wildlife Trust reserves. I must ask Chris Skinner about those. And question six was, where is the largest colony of grey seals in England? Now, these big, lolloping creatures can be found in their hundreds at the Norfolk coastal village of Blakeney Point. And actually, well worth a visit they are too. Although I should add, they are the salty, fishy, flubbery smell they give off is something to behold. And on the Broads, I asked question number seven. What is the maximum speed a motor-powered boat can travel on the Broads? Now, the maximum speed is 6 miles per hour, as any faster disturbs the banks and causes erosion of the fragile ecosystem. And question number eight was, which church is known as the Cathedral of the Broads? Now, I thought this was the huge church at Worstead, but again, no. It is St. Helens at Ranworth. It's a church of medieval origins, notable for its collection of church paintings, and the church dates from the 14th century, although with origins in Saxon times. So thank you, Saxons, or Germans, as they would be today. And our final category this month was places. And question number nine asked, who said Norwich was a fine old city? Was it A, William the Conqueror, B, the Nimmo twins, or C, George Borrow? Well, it was, in fact, George Borrow, the historian and travel writer. His famous book, The Romany Rye, chronicled his time travelling with the Romany gypsies through Britain. His house in Willow Lane in Norwich was once bought by the council and was turned into a museum of his life. You know, on the other hand, I'm sure local comedy legends and Nimmo twins would have called Norwich something less tasteful and probably quite rude. Anyway, Finally, question number 10 was, which Norfolk town was once the most important port in England? Well, this was due to its trade with Europe and its membership of the Hanseatic League, as well as its coastal proximity on the Wash. Yes, you guessed it. It was King's Lynn, which was known until 1537 as Bishop's Lynn, and colloquially known as Lynn, possibly because of the occasional use of the apostrophe in Kings. Sometimes it's there and sometimes it ain't. Well, that was fun and interesting. And thanks to Bob for devising the devilishly difficult dilemma. I'll stop the alliteration now as I run out of words beginning with D. Drat it. So how did you do? Are you a Nelly Know-It-All or a Dafty Daphne? A Clever Kevin or a Dozy Davy? Well, I know where I stand. But do let us know what you think of these quizzes and we will give you a mention next time. Anyway, catch you next month for a quiz of pop hits, super singers and groups of the 1970s. Bye for now.
Does anybody think they're getting any better at this?